isn't life good? So tonight, we have Rita that's going to share her thoughts with us. And, you know, mainly what our whimsy is about is sharing thoughts with each other. Because we can learn from each other. Sure, you can learn from books. You can learn to go to college. And you can learn to, you know, eighth grade, we learned a lot, I guess. But we can learn from each other. And when we share our thoughts with each other, we can learn, right? So the one that's going to share her thoughts tonight is Rita. Rita Liberatore.
Rita. Thank you, my friend.
So everyone expects me to get you laughing and having a good time. This is a very serious talk tonight, but I'll try to throw something in here and there. Lindy's words, I take them with me all the time. This talk is like a mini skirt, enough to cover everything, but short enough to keep your interest. I get that from Lindy. It's going to cover everything, but it's short enough to keep you interested. Okay, so when I was a baby, before I was even born, my mama used to do this healing prayer. We're Italian, so she used to do this healing prayer on all of us. I suspect she's not around any longer physically, but I suspect she did it when we were in the womb. And any time we were, I mean, she could tell by our voices if something was going on in our lives. And this is on healing that I'm going to speak about. And my mom would, we could call her and just say, Mom. And she'd say, okay, keep talking. And evidently it's the vibration of the voice that she was looking for while she said this prayer over us. And I can't tell you the prayer because you can only learn it. Being Italian, you can only learn it on Christmas Eve. So you'll have to come around Christmas Eve. And maybe I'll teach everybody it on Christmas Eve. But I did pass it down to my daughters, two daughters this year, and hopefully my granddaughters next year. But it was amazing because the minute she finished with it, it was like everything was lifted. She could hear it in your voice. You could see it in your face. It was a healing. And she's done it all our lives. The healing energy, as we know it, is a connection and emanating from the divine, namely your creator. It's funny because somebody asks me, are you still in Thursday night class? Oh, no, you're in Tuesday night class. Oh, wait a minute, you went to Tuesday afternoon class, and I didn't know what class I was in, so I gave up on the classes, and they're wonderful classes, and I've been in them maybe 4 or 5 years, something like that, but I just couldn't do it, and then I decided to make a commitment to do healing on Wednesday night, and then it's amazing how the angels can show you what to do and then all of a sudden throw you somewhere else and you're like, wait a minute, I made this commitment and now I'm running here, there, and everywhere else. But the few times I've done healing upstairs, and I will get back to it, and the few times I've done it, it doesn't stop. It was amazing how it's outside there in my world, in my life, and how I'm just, oh my gosh, people are calling me with these stories that I'm just so blessed in my life, and for me to give them an encouraging word or to tell them it's okay or, you know, you'll learn from it or whatever I can do, even just a smile makes them, it's like a healing. It's a healing, and we all know that. Most of us know that. In healing here at the church, there are rules. My favorite rule is number 13, be ready and willing to serve as a healer when noticing a shortness of healing. I felt bad that I couldn't come on the nights I promised that I would, and I just hoped that somebody else stepped in, and as of this evening, someone else did step in to do healing. And I'm just, for the old people that have taken Millie's class, because you need to take the classes to perform healing here at the church, continue to do healing as many times as you can. For the new people, the people that are sitting in the healing chairs, it's tremendous. It's beyond words. There's so many healing energy is present through a variety of prayers and worship services, spiritual counseling, nature, holistic healings, alternative healings, therapies, massage, breath, quiet time, meditation, daydream and music, animals, many forms of arts, anything creative, including work, play, caring, kindness, a smile, friendship, forgiveness, and Millie's favorite words, which I just love, is through your thoughts, words, and actions. It's all healing, and there's so many other, there's planetary healing, there's earth healing going on right now, tremendous. And there are so many paths, one destination, and it's love. It's all about love. The corner of the world, I don't know. If you don't know about the corner of the world, you need to ask one of the old-timers, is that what I say, what the corner of the world is, because it comes up on my email, and it has names that we've put on the corner of the world that need healing prayer. And as I go through that list, the prayer alone at the beginning is beautiful. Did you write that, Millie, the first prayer? No. Absolutely beautiful that these people need our healing love and light, and they're our friends and family. And that, it's just a long, long list of our friends and family who need healing. And there are friends and family that I don't even get to put on the healing list, and I'm sure you do too. But if you just look at this list, Linda's on that list. It was an urgent call for prayers for Linda Palos. So, did I say her name right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Linda Palos. Linda Palos.
Yeah, yeah, and that was an urgent. So you want to find this corner of the world, for maybe for your own purpose or to even just cheer and send somebody a prayer. Prayer works. We all know that. That's why we're here at this church, because we know that prayer works. Well, giving and receiving healings beckons us to go beyond our limits of our human boundaries while opening us to joy and passion. Healing energy nourishes our intuitive hearts and strengthens our soul. The spiritual embrace allows us to re-experience the riches and the wonders of the world. It's been a process by which our human personality becomes infused with more divine light and wisdom. It's amazing how powerful the mind is when someone believes. When you're receiving, are there new people here that just got healings tonight? You did? Nice. When I first started out getting a healing on, I used to go to a spiritualist church back in Massachusetts, two of them, and I sat there and thought, oh gosh, I wonder if my hair is okay, and I took my shoes off, and I've been in my feet all day, and I wonder if, is that my feet, and you know, I'd go through this whole thing, and in those days, I wore nylons, and oh God, I had to run in my nylon, and you know, just tear myself apart while I'm sitting on the stool, not even getting what it's all about. You know, while you're receiving a healing, you want to imagine all is well. With ease, you find thoughts that feel good. Bring yourself to a place of safe and relaxed, feeling connected with your God self. Use powerful thoughts, knowing that you are whole and you are complete. Know your God is pure love. Accept the healing as divine light and love and acknowledgement. Very important is to have gratitude for the time that you've taken to spend with your Creator. And it's so true. In honoring God, God honors you. God honors us before we even honor God, but it just goes on and on and on. I did Toastmasters. I tried 20 of them, and I just couldn't do it without saying the You know, they would count the ums. I did get an A in public speaking, though. I don't know how I did that in college, when I went to college. But rather than worrying about whether the healer is approving of you, or think instead of the value that you're giving to them. It's amazing. It's amazing being on the standing behind someone and working as a channel for God's light and love. It's like amazing. You literally get yourself out of the way, and it just doesn't stop. It just goes on and on. I believe for Reverend Millie and for all the healers, the opening prayer is a joyous time. It's it's to be used as a channel to bring God's pure light and love. We're rewarded to explore all the wonders and the glories of life. My two grandbabies, I have five grandbabies. Right there you can say, wow, she looks great. Thank you. I have two grandbabies in Massachusetts, and they just got their own rooms, and one is pink, loves pink, and one loves purple and unicorns. And Linda, you know, I've had these two big boxes, and every time I go to the store, I finally had to say, stop, enough. And to me, pink represents love, and to me, purple represents healing, royalty. And filling these two big, huge boxes for these little girls for their new rooms was so much fun. And it also taught me the awareness that I have that how much pink and purple are out in the world. I never realized that, whether it's somebody wearing it or flowers that are coming out now. It just opened up more healing. There it is again, more healing and more love being shown to me. Let me see. Simply allowing our words, heartfelt love, and understanding to form our inner radiant light, that the light that can heal our divine light. Aligning your will with a higher power, trusting your life will be used for greater good of everyone. When you follow the directions of the deepest guidance in raising your energy, people will naturally be attracted to you. The results eventually speak for themselves. I can't even number the times I've been called on to say a prayer for someone, or I cleaned someone's spice closet out, and I thought, oh, I didn't know sage comes as a spice. I never use it. I'm Italian. We don't use spices. We somehow it always tastes good, but we don't need We don't use spices. And then I saw sage tea, and then I saw sage something else, and I thought, oh my gosh, three sage things. I didn't know this. I always thought sage was just on a stick and you burnt it to, you know. Well, that evening my friend called me and said that her brother's dog got hit by a car and they're at the hospital, and the dog's name is Sage. Yeah, I'm getting good at this. God is working through me like, really? But I didn't connect it. Yeah, it's getting there. The more things that happen like this, it's just like, how do you not believe that there's some stronger, higher power bigger than us? When we're serving God as healers, we're not alone. All on the other side of the veil are contained with love. They want to assist us, to guide, to bring in love. All humans are blessed with angelic presence, the multitude of angels. The Father, the Son, Holy Spirit, ascended masters, spirit guides, all the saints, ancestors. Look at all this love on the other side of the veil that we have. Our mothers, our fathers, brothers, sisters, family members, friends, acquaintances, strangers, animals, all wanting to help us, to guide us, and to give us love, to assist us in these healings. I want to get across to you, if you sit there and think that she's a healer or she's a healer or he's a good healer. I could never do that. Trust me, we all have that beautiful gift inside of us. We all have the potential to give love, whether it be to healing here or in our lifetime. Yolanda, I love your smile. Look at you. And I think I'm done. Was that 15 minutes? That's good. That's good. Yeah. It's truly about knowing who I am now. And I'm just so excited with all the joy, all the bliss that God has opened up for me. And it's just amazing. It's amazing and amusing when you think of, look at it, someone nodding. Yeah. All right. Thank you.